Mr. Chair, in addition to the statement delivered by the EU on this issue, we would like to make some remarks in our national capacity. I will thank you for your extensive work on how to address the structural late and non-payments of the assessed contributions. We appreciate the transparent, inclusive and thorough way in which you sought clarifications and adequate preparation for us to make decisions at this meeting of high contracting parties. As was mentioned, we are dealing with two problems. Firstly, we have a cash flow or liquidity problem. This is partly related to the inflexibility of the UN financial system, UMOJA. As UN member states, however, we have agreed to the introduction of it, so we have no other options but to find the best way to work with it if we want the UN to service our meetings. The main reason for the liquidity problems, however, is related to late payments. This is not always neglect of high contracting parties, but often caused by differing budget cycles, as 80 to 90% of the contributions are eventually paid. We need to find a practical solution to solve the issues related to liquidity. At the same time, we should all do our best to pay the assessed contributions on time. Secondly, we have a structural hole in our budget because of arrears by a number of high contracting parties. This hole is growing as arrears are being piled up. Currently, we have a hole worth 10% of the budget. We thank you for your proposals, Mr. Chair. Let me outline the Netherlands' views on these issues. Firstly, in order to deal with the liquidity or cash flow problems, we firstly need to implement the measures we took last year relating to solving cash flow issues, such as closing the accounts later. We regret that FRMS interprets the UMOJA rules in such strict sense that we have not been able to tap the funds that we had left from last year. We are keen to see this clarified in order for us to enable these funds to act as a temporary liquidity buffer. Secondly, we support your proposal to increase the yearly budget estimates with a 15% contingency, as is now the practice in the NPT and the APMBC. I have trouble understanding, therefore, why states could agree to such measure in one convention, cannot agree to it in another. The advantage of this contingency is that it acts as a so-called rolling buffer without setting up a static fund. So certainly we have reservations to your proposal to establish a voluntary fund. High contracting parties should not act as a bank facility, as this could risk it being a moral hazard. The urge to pay on time and perhaps even in full may reduce, as we know in the back of our minds, that there is money in the bank to fund these activities. So why should we still pay on time? Further, this only works if we can find some high contracting party generous enough to contribute to it and basically act as the world's banker. By the way, without getting any interest. We understand that accepting this proposal is easy for high contracting parties as it is voluntary and does not commit you to anything. We are concerned, however, that we might end up with a so-called fake solution that will not enable us to address the liquidity issue properly. Secondly, in order to deal with the structural arrears, the only thing we can do is somehow incentivize everybody to pay in full. And these can be positive incentives, like, for example, giving a non-monetary prize to the first 10 countries that paid on time and in full or something, and negative incentives. And for that, I would also like to refer to the statement that will be delivered by France, also on behalf of the Netherlands on this issue. Thank you.